Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you see the video of Cam Scataboo downing an energy drink?
I did, from his cleat.
What?
I don't know, man. Cam's getting a little...
I think he's got some... Much. He's got to get back on the football field, like... He's got some issues, man.
Did you see him walking around the mall, too? That was actually fun. Some Eagles fan. He likes the attention.
Is that a thing, Huff? I'm sorry, BT. He said something in my... What is it? It's called a shoey?
It's called a shoey. Yeah, it's...
What's a shoey?
So the Australians, they do that in the...
Rugby?
No, UFC fights. There's a bunch of fighters, the Australian fighters, that do it when they, after they're done, after a knockout, they'll go grab a shoe from somebody, pour beer on it, and just down it.
I mean, that's absolutely repulsive.
Yeah.
A shoe.
It looks disgusting. Gross, and then he does it. He's giving the woo afterward.
Yes,
like,
I saw it.
He's a beast, man. Yes, anyway.
Did you see him showing off how he pops out his shoulder?
I saw that, too. And who was he showing? He was in the back of a car.
This guy, Neon, is his.
That's right. Yeah.
He's all over social media. And, all right. I mean.
He's not here.
I miss the good old days of football players, you know, playing football. I like Scat. I love watching him play on Sunday. I don't need the other stuff. So you guys were talking about something again during the break as it pertains to Tarik Skubal, but this time with the Yankees, correct? Hop, what was it that you had?
Basically, I think Jim Bowden basically came up with a bunch of different trade offers.
Oh, so he has one for the Yankees as well?
Yeah. Whoever it was, maybe it's the Athletic. They put out a bunch of different trade offers for every single team. So it's not just isolated to the Mets and Yankees.
Yeah.
But I do have one. Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up now. I do have it for the Yankees. It's...
I've got it if you can't find it.
Yeah, you go.
All right, so it's Spencer Jones, Will Warren, Carlos LaGrange, and Bryce Cunningham. Both of those guys are pitchers.
Okay.
Neither one is... let's see. So I was
trying
to do
that for school, wouldn't you?
Do it right now.
Yeah.
Now Dominguez in there, too. I still do it.
Well, exactly. Honestly. So that's the question. Is that package on par with the... I have no idea.
No, the Mets package is better.
So then why... Why is that it for the Yankees? That's what I want to know. Why is that it for the Yankees if the Mets package is...
Because those are the Yankees' top prospects. They're those three of... Between Spencer Jones, Cunningham, and LaGrange, three of those guys are in the top five prospects. They're not as good as the Mets
because
prospects
the Mets are.
But we don't know if they're not as good. They might not be rated as high.
Well, that's what we mean. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Where right now are the farms? You're more into this. Where is the Mets? The Mets farm
is terrific.
We have one of the best.
It's one of the top ones, yeah.
And where are we at with the Yankees?
I think the Yanks is good. It's not as good as the Mets. I'm looking at it now. Lombard is one. LaGrange, who I just mentioned, is proposed in this proposed deal. Elmer Rodriguez, who they expect to be up in 2027. Pitcher, Spencer Jones, 4. Bryce Cunningham, 5.
Do any of them have nicknames?
Don't know. Don't care.
Do any of the Mets have nicknames?
Jet. Is that his real name, or is it Jet?
Oh, it's his name, Jet.
Definitely
like
Jet.
Evanson,
I like that. Evanson, that's true.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. All right, one more before we get back to the calls here. Jeff Passan posted on X. First baseman Kaz Okamoto, right-hander Kona Takahashi, they have been posted, joining Munetaka Murakami and Tatsuya Imai. coming over from Japan this winter. So the posting windows are going to be, you know, we have, what, a month or so, whatever it may be. Yep. Point is...
When's the press conference for the Dodgers, by the way?
See, I was going to go the other way here. I firmly believe the Mets and Yanks are getting at least one, meaning each team will have one player from Japan.
Let me hear your reasoning as why.
I just get the feel that it's happening. With Amai, I believe, we were talking about it yesterday.
He's the pitcher, for those who don't know.
Yeah, with Amai, I believe people were saying he's an East Coast guy.
Okay.
Which would lead me to think that, and there's been reports about the Mets and Yankees showing interest. I don't know. It's just a gut feel combined with maybe some of the intel that's been out there.
Yep.
I just feel like there's too much smoke. The Dodgers aren't getting all of the players from Japan. There's like four or five guys coming over. We just mentioned them.
Yeah.
And the Mets and Yankees showed interest. It is New York. One of them, I don't know if it was Murakami. One of them, I believe.
Murakami was a lefty hitter, first and third baseman.
I believe he wanted to be a Yankee, or there was some thought to that. I would bet right now, maybe the Mets get the pitcher, the Yanks get one of the offensive players, put him at first base, maybe a little third, a little first. I mean, it would fit. I know he's not a great defensive player. You worry about some of the power. You can't hit the fastball. Point is, it's a draw. Like, we'd be intrigued to see him. It's fun.
It's fun. It's been a while.
There's an entertainment aspect to it. Yeah. I would bet that both the Mets and Yankees come away with at least one player from Japan.
Now, when I said, you know, when is the Dodgers press conference? Obviously, I'm being facetious, but it's also, you know, derived on recent history. I actually kind of agree with you, and I'll tell you why. A little bit of a different reason. I think there's a fine line between going to join your countrymen and, like, that being a good thing, and also maybe being overshadowed by too many fellow Japanese players in one location. I would think on some level you want to kind of carve out your own identity. And if you keep going to the Dodgers and there's, you know, three, four prominent five if things change to six this offseason – It kind of dilutes your impact on baseball, because I don't want to say that you offset each other, but I think the better play, if you really want to stand out, would be go somewhere in a massive market like here that doesn't have any now.
But didn't we think that with Sasaki? I did.
I did a little bit
before that Yamamoto. I'm thinking, oh, they got Ohtani, they're getting Yamamoto, and then he goes there, and then Sasaki follows.
Yeah, but now that to an extent we did, we definitely did. But now we're at a point where the numbers are like so overwhelming. Yeah. Like, now you got Sasaki. You get the now
there's
like
going to be four balance. Guys. Yeah, right.
Now the other thing too. So Amaya,
Kaz Okamoto is the first baseman.
Uh-huh. Murakami is both.
Murakami's first and third, I believe. Amai is a pitcher, as we said, and Takahashi gets another. He's a right-handed pitcher. Okay. Kona Takahashi.
We have
all those names. Like, they're not all going to the Dodgers.
No, I know. Murakami is the one I remember seeing. I'm like, oh, just blindly, I saw something. Yeah. Sign him. I'm interested. Get him. Dude, I did some digging on him, and I've got to make sure that this is right, because there is no way that this could be accurate. And I tried to cross, you know, check it, and I didn't see anything that was to the contrary. So Murakami, number one, he's a little thick. All right, whatever. He's got a thickish body. I don't think he's going to be a good defender. That's not good. But I saw that in Japan, his batting average on fastballs over on 93 and above was 138.
Yeah, that would scare me.
Dude, you can't hit 93 is nothing in the year 2025.
But you just don't know. Matsui was supposed to be the greatest power hitter ever, and he was very good, but power wasn't his big thing, and Ohtani wasn't supposed to be a power hitter, and the guy's Babe Ruth. I mean...
Yeah, but at least those, when we were getting the scouting reports, which we're beholden to because we've never really laid eyes. Well, then you didn't see them at all. Now you got YouTube, whatever. You could dig into some scouting reports. Then, when you talk about Matsui and Ohtani, they were overly hyped up, like, and maybe it wasn't completely transferable. In the case of Matsui, not a big power guy, as you said, you're right. With Murakami, it's the opposite. Like, I'm hearing bad stuff. How the hell, in 2025, do you hit one, I think it was 143, against a 93 mile per hour fastball?
It just won't work here. I think the Yanks are getting either Okamoto or Murakami, and I think the Mets are going to get Imai. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a fun market to watch. And that one, at least we know when it starts and when it finishes. There's definitive dates on that after they were posted. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Nick in St. Augustine, Florida, has been holding a while. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's
up, buddy? Thank you.
I think there's a little overreaction, and don't jump on me with this, with the Mets. I mean, I'm disgusted with the Mets last year. But the first half of the season, when they pitched well, they couldn't hit for a lick. They were like 28th, 29th in almost every category in the league. What they did in the second half was hit, but totally not pitch at all. I think they need to add a bat or two. I think that Bellinger, his offense is overrated compared to Nimmo. It's pretty much the same, and you could save $10 million. You could always slide Nimmo over to DH. I would get Tucker. I would save a spot or two for some of the young kids, but focus on the pitching. Because in the beginning of the year, they were 15 games over 500, whatever it was. They were great. They were first place. It was because of the pitching, and they weren't hitting for nothing. If you just add a little bit of the hitting that they did, excuse me, in the second half to how they pitched in the first half, they would have made a long run into the playoffs. So I think the defense thing, defense at first base, that's a little overrated too. It's a little over worried about. I would say not overrated, over worried about. Keep Pete, go get DH, or move Nimmo to DH. Go outfield, keep center field open for one of the kids, or you can grab like a Harrison Bader or something for now. Get rid of Nimmo, I mean, Vientos, Mauricio, and the Acuna. Addy's offensive numbers are almost the same as Bregman. I mean, Bregman did not impress me in Boston, of all places. He could have hit, you know, a lot better than what he did in Boston. But you look at Addy's numbers, they're comparable to Bregman. I wouldn't worry about Bregman. Just these are the three guys. Schwarber, Tucker, and then maybe Bellinger. But I'd rather have Schwarber and Tucker over Bellinger because his offensive numbers, too, is just the same as Nimmo.
Yeah, but you're just looking at offense. Where are they playing, Nick? It's not a bad call, and thank you for the call. A lot there. I vehemently disagree. I hate the idea of, well, they were good in the first half when they were pitching. If you just fix the pitching, they should be a good team. This is beyond last year. This goes back to 2022. It hasn't been good enough. You can't just try to patch it and say, okay, well, everything that happened last year for the good is going to happen again. So just get pitching now, and then they'll be great because they hit well last year for the most part. And then if you get good pitching, they're going to go on a playoff run. You can't count on everything being that happened last year for the good being good again this year. It doesn't work like that.
It's a very dangerous game to play. I've kind of said the same thing. Well, the Yankees, I'm sure on some level in their minds, there's justification. Well, we got Gerrit Cole coming back this year. We don't need to go bonkers. Why go out and get a Tucker or a Bregman or make a trade for this guy when Gerrit Cole is going to make, you know, 25, 20. He's going to miss the first month for those of you who don't know. You know, make 25, 26 starts. And if we had Gerrit Cole the year ago, instead of tying Toronto and losing on the tiebreaker, we would have won the division, would have, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe it's different. I don't know. And same with the Mets. I get that. You can't bank outside of like a Judge or a Soto, like the truly elite. You've got to expect a year-to-year replication as long as those guys are still in their primes, yeah, which they clearly are. But I'm with you. By the way, I did find this on Murakami. This is a stat. I want no part of this guy. Yeah. Murakami struggled against fastballs. I was right. 93 and above, but I was wrong on the average. He hit 095 in 2025 and a 63% comp. That's a little geeky, whatever. This is since 2022. Here's the short version. 2025 season, an abysmal 095 against fastballs 93 or more. That's not 98, which, by the way, every flame-throwing stud out of the bullpen has, and every four-seam fastball for, I'd say about 40 to 50% of Major League Baseball at this point, a four-seamer, is above 95, if not 96. This guy can't touch 93. This guy's going to be a disaster.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch a local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. JC is in Pearl River. What's up, JC?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to chime in on the NBA.
Oh, from the NBA. The earlier cover. Yeah, go ahead. We were talking about that earlier.
It was a while ago. But, I had a thought. And obviously the owners and the union and the salary capital, the money comes into play. I think the biggest problem that starts it all out is the ticket prices, because there would be no argument from the fans if the ticket prices were not so extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
and these star players miss the games, right? I mean, a year or two ago, I had heard a call that sticks in my mind. Some moron that, although his heart was in the right place, bought tickets and probably mortgaged his future to go see LeBron play the Knicks, and they went to the game, and he didn't play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's really the impetus of the argument by the fans, right?
But, JC, think about it, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you holding
on.
Thanks, buddy. If you're saying that the argument is the ticket prices are high because there is a demand for the ticket. If nobody was willing to go see the Knicks or the NBA, we talk about this with Evan, how there's a demand even for Nets tickets because people are in the NBA. Fans want to go see the star players. So if there wasn't a demand for the tickets, the ticket prices would not be as high as they are. So you can't get mad at the league or the team for raising the price of the tickets when they sell them.
Well, let me give you an example. Yeah, so I just looked this up on one of the secondary sources. And, all right, Knicks and the Bucks. Giannis is hurt. He's out, would you say, half about a week or two. So he will not play in this game. This is, 7 or 8 days from now. And I'm just looking at, what's available. And, obviously, courtside. You sit in courtside, you get a spend. But it's $7,000 courtside. So that's just wacky.
That's actually not bad for courtside.
I don't know if it's front row. I guess it's all relative. I don't think it's where Spike sits.
I felt like I heard front row is $20,000. Which
is that what it is?
I think. I have no idea. Didn't we read that with Spike Lee's tickets or whatever?
But a lot of those are comp, too.
I mean, come on. Those, who cares? I mean, we
If you can afford it once, you can afford it twice. Yeah, put it that way, right?
Come on. I'll never sit there in my life.
Did what I sent you there for St. John's. What Johnny's. Do you mean?
I mean, and it's not $7,000. Hey. And we got...
You want to go back this year? No, the point is, forget about those crazy seats, which none of us could relate to. I'm just looking at Bucks, Knicks. Giannis will not play, which is the point. And now you get into the 200s, which is a good seat for sure. $400.
Per ticket?
Yeah, I'm looking at one in 206 behind the basket, second level, $470 each.
Dude, I told
you. That's a lot of money for
that. I got the two tickets for my nephew for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the season, Knicks T-Wolves. Yeah. Same thing, behind the basket.
It's a great game, too.
200, he loved it. But $500 for a night, that's...
Yeah, but at least Randall played. What my point is, Giannis isn't even going to play in this game.
At that point, Anthony Edwards, we were unsure if he was going to play.
True.
He ended up playing,
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, T-Wolves with no Ant Edwards, all right, Randall, he's not exactly the draw. Anyway, the ticket prices are absurd, but that's because of the demand. John is calling from Walling. I'm sorry, we need the breaks. John, hold on. We'll get to you here. I lost track of time right there. There's another thing that I want to get to as well that I got to note about the farm system, so we can do that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talk about the Mets farm system and the Yankees. Joe DiMeo, who knows the farm system better than anybody, says that ESPN, Kylie McDaniel, I don't know who that is, but Kylie McDaniel from ESPN's the most up-to-date farm system rankings. Mets number one.
Yanks, what, 15? Middle of the pack? A little lower?
A little lower.
20s?
25.
Yeah. Wow, that's lower than I thought. Yeah.
Now, why do you think this? Seriously, how does that change? Is it because they made so many of these trades, like trading for Soto?
Part of it is some of the guys, like, you know, again, we could say what we want about Dominguez, but once you get to the bigs, you know, now you're no longer a prospect. That's number one. You know,
what's the thing? Are they factoring in? I'm sure McLean is factored in there, but in my mind, he's not a prospect. He's going to be a big league starter.
Yeah, he's going to be the second or third. I mean, if they don't do anything else, he's the ace, but right now, yeah, he should be the two or the three. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Listen, there's a high level of subjectivity with this stuff, so it's a very imperfect rating. I'm not saying that the Yankees should be much higher. I mean, their position players never impressed me. I mean, to be honest with you, I think their pitchers are very good that they bring up. I mean, the one thing in the Yankees' defense, and I'm not here to defend them because they've really bothered me with a lot of things they've done, but when you're constantly among the best records, regular season in baseball, you're not drafting one, six, nine, 12, 15.
But what's the Dodgers' excuse? Dodgers won the World Series every year. They got the best farm system in baseball for years. And the Yankees have had that. Maybe it's a combination of being aggressive with the farm system as far as trades go. Maybe it's bringing guys up early. Like, really, Dominguez should, in my opinion, Dominguez, and you could argue Volpe, they should still be in the minor leagues. And if Dominguez was in the minors really tearing it up to the level that we expected, maybe that would give them a better ranking. Again, I have no idea how these things work. It just doesn't seem to make sense that they would fall that far, yeah, where they're generally a top five, top ten.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about when the Yankee dynasty was born, and we all know those players. Now, Jeter was, what, number six in the draft, I think he was, and Pettit was later, and Mo was completely different signing. But, like, some of the Yankees' better players were drafted early, and that was on the heels shortly after, like, the Stump Merrill train wreck where the Yankees were basically the worst team in baseball. I'm just saying, if you're not picking top 10 very often, which they never do, you're not going to have access to the quote-unquote can't-miss prospects. But the Astros win a lot of games. They develop players. Dodgers win a lot of games. They develop players. It's not an excuse. It's just a little context.
John is calling from Wallingford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
Padres came out recently and said that they need to cut payroll because they're in financial straits.
I saw that.
What do you think about Yankees going after a hard for Tatis? They're only making like $20 million the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And maybe for like left field. I mean, I think that would be a good move for them.
Yeah. Doesn't he play right field?
How do they trade Tatis? I mean, don't you have to do other stuff? How do you get rid of Tatis if you're them? Really? They're going to trade Tatis? I'm not saying
that's
it's impossible.
What they were saying, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying that what you heard is completely wacky. They might. Listen, thank you for the call. There was a point where I was really worried about Tatis. Man, he'd take a swing, his arm would fall out of its socket. Remember that? Or he'd slide and he would dislocate his shoulder. He was really injury prone, not to mention the steroids, some other stupidity. I mean,
man, he's only 26. Maybe
that's what
27.
I'm saying. You get your hands on him, you do it. I mean, he could
run.
What's
the contract? You have the contract?
Yeah,
I'm trying to look up his defense
here. Look at you jumping into the defensive metrics.
Well, no, not the metrics. I want to know what position he played because you said left field. I thought he was a right fielder.
Let's see. I got the numbers. You want them now or you want to look what you're looking for?
No,
all right. So he's going to make $20 million this year. And then I'll just make this quick. 20 and then 25, 25, 36, 36, 36, 36,
holy
36,
crap.
36.
What's the total?
He is still due. Looks like $292 million, and he's not available for free agency until 2035.
Yeah.
That's a massive commitment, man.
And the Mets and Yanks are out on him already. Not only the commitment, it's right field. He's a right fielder. I mean, they moved him to right field. So, I mean, you want to tell me, I was just seeing here, he played second base for a game back in 2023. Played a little center, DH, man, he's right field.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously came up as a shortstop. That's not happening anymore. So, no, you're looking at a right fielder turn DH. That is a... Dude, that's an albatross of a contract. That is bad.
That's a bad one. That's bad. That's almost like Mike Trout's a couple of years
ago.
And
think about it. You'd think, okay, well, you could lock him up and maybe pay for it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even getting great performance out of him now with all the nonsense that's gone on with him. You're not even winning now. I mean, he had 25 homers and 268.
I know. It's not like he's banging 43 and hitting 309 with a 970 OPS. He's not that guy.
He was when he first came up, obviously.
Yeah.
2021, he had 42 homers, drove in 97 runs.
Was he juicing? I mean, when did he get pinched?
Oh, well, probably, yeah. And before that, it was 22, probably, because the year after he got
nipped. Exactly.
You know, I had a dream about A-Rod, all that talk that we were talking about A-Rod last week, and then watching the show, probably a week ago, Thursday. A-Rod was in my dream. And it was me and him talking. I don't know if we were hanging out or what.
Spotting each other at the gym.
Yeah. Rubbing oil on each other.
No, I didn't mean that.
In Central Park.
A-Rod's got the 95-pound dumbbells. Sal's got the 15-pounders.
Yeah, whatever it works.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's control the negative. But no, so I was like, dude, you got to just tell me. When were you doing it? What years were you juicing?
You were trying to get to the bottom of this.
And he said, now again, this was just a dream. Total dream. He's like, the whole time. And he said it with like a smile on his face. But yeah, that's what my question is about A-Rod. Because I'll try to watch that episode tonight, the third and final installment of Alex versus A-Rod on HBO. It's been great the first two. Mm-hmm. But I was so into it that it must have carried over into my dream. And I'm like, man, I really just want to know. Because even my wife, we're watching it together. She's like, he did it again. The second episode ended with him getting nabbed again.
Oh, yeah. Remember all those benchmarks he had? Like, you pass Willie Mays, you get $30 million dollars from the Yankees. I mean, he was. I'd love to know when he started as well.
But
you asked me the Christmas party. I'm sure that would be a good conversation starter.
I mean, well, at some point, you'd like to get him in studio and have that conversation again and just get the honesty. He'll probably never own up to it truthfully. But I'd be lying to you if I said my feel wasn't with the Mariners. Probably not. Once he even said it with the Rangers, he started to feel like he had to live up to this enormous contract and the pressure.
Yeah.
And he was so much better than anybody else. It's hard not to speculate and doubt the legitimacy of it. I know he was a great player and believe he could have been great without it. But once you get nabbed for it, there's always going to be the doubt about, well, when did it start?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
It really determines a lot. Like, you know, I don't think Bonds was doing it early.
But that's the point. With Bonds, I think there's a clear delineation.
Yeah, went to San Francisco, the Balco
lab. Yeah, and you see what he was with the Pirates physically versus what he was with the Giants physically. Mm-hmm. You can see the demarcation.
Yeah.
You can see the demarcation.
Sure, whatever. That works.
With A-Rod, I'm not so sure it's as cut and dry with that.
I don't think it is either. There were some people who thought he did it in high school at Westminster. I mean, when that first happened, that report, I don't know, when that report first came out, there were some people who traced it. No real evidence, but there were some people who theorized that that's when it started. He had a totally different body. Like, Alex was, you know, and is 6'3", you know, when he came up with Seattle, you know, certainly. But again, he was a kid.
I know.
And like, man weight, this is why it's hard to determine. Bonds is easier, but you know, man weight versus, you know, young, you know, late teen weight is a very different thing.
Right. I mean, we're talking about 25 years old when he was with Texas for the first time.
Yeah.
25 years old, you're still not, your body's still not.
Not fully developed at that point, no.
Kim is calling from Westchester. What's up, Kim?
Hi, I was calling for BT.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, BT.
What's happening, Kim?
I love it. You've got my attention because I'm mixed race. I'm half Asian and half black. I'm a Mets fan all the way.
Okay.
All the way. But I have to tell you that I was so intrigued by the Dodgers game with Yamamoto, their second pitcher, I think his name is Rocky, and then, of course, Yamamoto and Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the Mets and what everybody's doing, big office, front office, ownership. I think that there's a huge miss with the Mets. They're in Queens. Queens has, like, the largest percentage of Asians. 26% of the population of Queens are Asians.
Very high number. That's true.
Yeah. And out of New York, Asian New Yorkers, they're 47% in Queens. So my biggest thing is, I think that we as Mets people are missing the cultural intrigue to attract high-level players like a Ohtani 2.0 to come to Queens, because I think there's a lot of things the organization can do to make Asian Americans or mixed race Asians or Asian players. You're not just bringing over Ohtani, you're bringing over his wife, you're bringing over his dog, you're bringing over the family. They want to come to Queens, they want to come to New York. Mm-hmm. So I think that the team, the organization itself, need to be a little bit more cultural intelligent to attract the players. So we should have to be in competition with the Yankees.
Kim, let me ask you. It's a very interesting thought. And yeah, I mean, if I was going to go play baseball in Japan as an Italian, Irish, you know, as I am, yeah. I'd want to know that I was at least, you know, in where I was comfortable. And, you know, exactly. I had some. I get that. But how do you do that is the question. Like, how do the Mets and even at this point, the Yankees change that dynamic? I mean, they can't change neighborhoods. What do you do to sell Asian players that Queens and I know you're talking about Queens, but even the Bronx would be more appealing to these players? What do you actually do outside of pay them?
Well, as a mixed race person, half Asian, I would say that ultimately they should be aware of the traditions and some of the cultural norms that happen in whether they're coming from Japan, they're coming from Taiwan, whether they're coming from China.
Yeah, but Kim, Steve Cohen flew to Japan to wine and dine Yamamoto.
Had him at his apartment. Remember that?
Yeah. If I'm Yamamoto's family, Steve Cohen, great. Bring him in. Steve Cohen should have brought a number two that has some type of Asian heritage into the home that could educate him. I'm not sure if he understood about taking off his shoes. I'm not sure if he understood about how they serve tea. Okay. I don't know if he knows the cultural norms. I'm not saying that just because he's a multi-billionaire, trillionaire, doesn't mean they're not listening to him. Yep. But if you have brought someone next to them that has the cultural DNA makeup, it would make them feel like, okay, you are out of...
Oh, she dropped
one,
off.
The one friend, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
But ultimately, on a side note, you brought up the Italians. I know my father's actually German, and I'm a huge tennis fan. And one thing they could do to bring into the fans into this thing is there's so many...
I was curious where that next line was going. You know, it's funny because I don't know what percentage that she said, but I know this just, you know, being at St. John's for all these years, like there is a very high Asian population in Queens. She's absolutely right. And I'll trust her to the number. But one thing I remember leaning on with Soto, I'm like, there's no higher concentration of Dominicans than in the Bronx. I'm like, well, Juan Soto's not going to leave that.
Right.
And like she was kind of talking about like a level of familiarity and comfort where Juan Soto obviously would have had that in the Bronx. And I know that Dominican concentration in Queens as well, not as high as the Bronx. Mm-hmm. But, I think every player is different. And her point about having somebody next to Cohen, next to Howe, next to Cashman, next to Stearns, that can make the player feel more comfortable.
But the Yankees...
I'm sure they do that already, though.
That's what I mean. When the Yankees were recruiting Yamamoto, I forget about Sasaki, but they had Matsui
present him a jersey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was involved in that.
He was. He actually was.
I forget what the details were with the Mets, but I know that they were there in Japan to see him. I feel like Steve Cohen would have done all that he could to honor the traditions, whatever he may be. And I'm sure he's not alone in this. I'm sure he's doing research and trying to make everybody feel comfortable.
When you are that level of wealth, of affluence, I mean, it comes from across your awareness of the world and your relationships and being able to connect with every crevice of the world is especially in finance, a fairly high level. I'd be very surprised if Cohen didn't take the steps. Now, maybe he just didn't want to go there. I don't think it was because he didn't hit it out of the park and make those guys feel comfortable.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Phil is calling from Dublin, PA. What's up, Phil?
Bregman is on the decline. I would not make a case for Alex Bregman.
Who do you think is better, Bregman or McMahon?
McMahon is a great fielder.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, first of all, Bregman's a great fielder
as well. Bregman's better.
It's not even close. It's not even close. So what?
What are you going to get, a year out of Bregman?
No. I'm asking you, who's the better player? And if we could get to the point where we all know, so I just want to hear you say it, who's the better player, McMahon or Bregman?
Bregman's better.
Okay, so why don't you want
Bregman's
the better?
Well,
okay, agreed. So then why don't you want the better player is what I'm asking.
Because he's going to be 32 years old.
So what? Okay?
And
so
I already learned from DJ LeMayu, there's already a model of buying a player who's on the decline.
Yeah.
We got one or two good years out of him, and then he fell apart.
Phil, hold on. I got to
on
Phil, hold on. Phil.
Bregman's on his way down.
Gotcha.
He's on his way down.
I don't really disagree with that. I've got to insert one thing, though, here. You make it seem like Ryan McMahon's 24. In a month, Ryan McMahon literally turns 31 in December.
I know, but his skill set, as a fielder, he's not going to lose that.
Bregman's still a great fielder.
You're paying, what is it, 16?
16 mil.
16 mil a year for a guy who's got no stick. He's got no stick.
He is a great third baseman.
So, and thank you for the call. All right, there you go, caller of the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's get some calls in here, BT, before we say goodbye. Sonny in Malvern, we couldn't get to him yesterday. He's with us again. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, thanks, guys. I got an A-Rod thing, and then if you don't mind, a really fun time machine thing. A-Rod thing, very fascinating. Obviously, I think his insecurities come from, you know, his father leaving him when he was 8 years old. And the weird thing about that thing was, you know, and that's where I think he's obsessed with baseball, the Katie Couric thing. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was very strange. I think he did that to set her up to go on 60 Minutes and lie about, you know, the steroids. And he also, you know, used Big Mike. By the way, you know
that.
Yeah,
well, they're gonna show that, I would assume, in episode 3 here, this one that airs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Mike defending him. He was the only guy that I remember defending A-Rod, saying everybody was using steroids, but they were targeting A-Rod. Anyway, Time Machine, guys. I was watching a really good Time Machine movie the other day, young Christopher Reeve. and I thought about relating it to sports. If you guys could go into a time machine and go back to one sporting event in history, which one would it be? And I'll tell you mine. Mine is Ali Frazier at the Garden. My best friend at the time, his father actually was the referee, Arthur McCanny, for that fight. So that'd be mine. Thanks,
that's
guys.
Thank you, Sonny.
That's a fun question. You know, I've been asked this before, and I've given you a very strange answer. I mean, easy thing is, yeah, I wish I was there. Name it. That means I have a Jet Super Bowl. Knicks, Frazier. I was 73. I almost always go back, I don't know why, to like Bobby Jones. Like, in the, I know this is crazy. It's an odd one.
In the 2000 playoffs you're talking about against the Giants.
No,
Bobby, the one hitter.
No, Bobby Jones, the golfer.
Oh, okay.
No, like from the 1920s or 30s. When he was an amateur, he never got professional status. He was a lawyer, went to Georgia Tech, just a very interesting golfer. I mean, one of the best of all time. But to me, to be able to go to, number one, it's over 100 years ago, which I would find incredibly interesting to be walking somewhere in our world 100 years ago. I kind of go with something like that, or really off the map. Anything jumping out to you?
No. Nothing? I mean, well, the first one that immediately comes to mind is Game 6, 1986. But that's probably an obvious one. But then you start making me think, like, the old Yankee Stadium. I would have loved to have been able to go to Ebbets Field. You know how much we love baseball. You talk about the Polo Grounds, Ebbets Field, Yankee Stadium. I wish I could go to a game. If I could go in a time machine, I'd go with my grandfather and his brother to Yankees, Giants, Dodgers games. I'd like to experience that.
A little Willie, Mickey, and the Duke kind of deal?
I can't. I know that they were, you know, my grandfather was a Yankee fan. His brother was a Giant fan. So to be involved, one of my cousins actually just passed away, was a diehard Giant fan. It's like, to go to a game then with all those three, to experience that.
It's a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually great. Well, I don't know if we're going to incorporate family. Way to one-up me there and make me look like
I didn't really give him much thought. I'm just thinking it's a good one. Like, you know, as we think through it, the history of New York, and then I was thinking about my family because I know that they were around to experience
it. I like
it.
It's a good call. I mean, my dad went to Ebbets all the time. I mean, Flatbush
Avenue. June 19th, 1846.
Was what?
The first baseball game ever. That's what I'd like to go to.
Oh!
Why?
Well, because I bet I would jump on the field, and I bet I'd crush
You'd
everybody.
Be good. Now batting, Pete Hoffman. Hey, trivia, since you're talking the first baseball game ever, where was the first ever night game? What stadium?
Not Wrigley Field.
Nope. Yeah. I know. I was the last one against the Mets. Do you know the answer?
What?
Cincinnati Reds had
was
the first right? night game, yeah.
What there was the go. Name of the stadium? Crosley Field?
Crosley, yeah. Forbes, I think, was the Pirates. I think it may have been Crosley.
All right. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove, as always. Thanks to Hoff, as well. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow for a Football Friday, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.